This is UA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard to the city of Kenosha to prevent violence after the police shooting of a black man. Jacob Blake, 29, was shot in the back and seriously wounded Sunday evening as he leaned into a car containing his three children. Reports say Blake was in stable condition Monday at a Milwaukee hospital. Police were reported to be responding to a domestic dispute, although circumstances surrounding the shoot are unclear. The three officers involved, whose race was not made public, have been placed on administrative leave. The shooting sparked a night of violence Monday night. Officials have announced an overnight curfew in Kenosha from Monday. Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination on Monday, President Donald Trump took to the stage to a nearly hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are, in his words, trying to steal the election. He didn't provide evidence for those remarks. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat at the polls in November is through a rigged election. In a break from tradition, President Trump is set to speak to the delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually the nominee does not speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday in a speech from the White House. It'll be followed by fireworks on the National Mall. Former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress have endorsed Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. They joined a group called the Republicans for Biden program launched by the Biden campaign today. It's part of the efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate.